where did it all go wrong? We built up a publicly owned electricity service that was the pride of our people. We built up electrification when we were a poor country, and we had some of the cheapest electricity in Europe. But thanks to the policies of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, that all now lies in ruins. You embraced the privatisation agenda from Europe with absolute glee. You sold away the family jewels, and today we have the most expensive electricity in all of Europe. That happened not by accident, but by design. When it came to wind energy, it was all about the profits of the few, the insiders. Communities seen turbines popping up around them. These turbines should be ensuring electricity is cheaper. Let me tell you a story, Minister. In recent weeks, I went to a hill above my hometown. There are over 20 turbines on that hill. Half of them are switched off during the day. Half. Because we don't have the electricity infrastructure to avail of the wind energy. So what it was about? It was about making profits for the people who developed those wind farms, not about reducing costs for our people. The potential of wind energy is actually huge. If you'd have worked in partnerships with communities, if you'd had ensured ownership as much as possible within communities, we would be benefiting hugely from that today. That's the facts. Again and again, your intentional policies have put huge profits in the pockets of the few and have caused huge difficulties for the rest of us. Data centres. Our homeowners, our small businesses are paying for what data centres should be fairly contributing towards. So your policy approach is always about who is inside the tent, who has the resources to influence your policy, and we pay the price. So I'll say again, we had a publicly owned electricity infrastructure, which was our pride as a people. You handed it away, you put it into the hands of the few in terms of wealth, and this is where we are today. So none of this is by accident. So it is on you now to resolve this. You absolutely must bring in electricity credits within the budget. But once and for all, will you get a grip of the energy companies, the handfuls of people who are making huge profits at the hands of our people and leaving 300,000 families that can't pay their bills? A very high percentage of that who have now gone over 9 months that can't pay their bills. That's the outworkings of failed policies. You need to own them, take responsibility and sort it out.